the old lady. She was standing on the side of the street. In her hand she held on to a picture of Jesus, trying to show the world what she think about the soon coming King. But then came a young man. Then he took the picture away from her and then threw it on the ground. And oh, that little old lady, woo-hoo, she began to smile.
I hear you.
She said, "Son, I have something that I'd like you to know. You see, I have Jesus somewhere.
Yes, sir.
In my heart. And you're never able to get him. This is what you told that man.
I've got Jesus, and you can take him away from me. I've got Jesus, and you can take him away from me. You make him his soul mine.
But I got Jesus,
and you can take him away.
No. She went on to say,
I've got the Lord,
oh God, and you can take him away from me.
I've got the Lord,
you can take him from me.
You make him this somebody.
Do whatever you want to do
in this quartet. I've got Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I've got Jesus.
I know it's time.
Take him away.
Have him if you want to right now.
From me.
You can have Jesus,
and you can.
We have enough of him.
Take him away.
To supply your need.
You make him
this whole body. Do what I
can.
But I don't want to do
it.
But still, I've got Jesus.
And you can take him away.
Lord, have mercy. You know, sometimes things, when you have Jesus way down in your soul, you don't care what the world
says,
because you have a set of peace. No one can trouble you. You may hear this whole body. Do whatever you want to do. I've got Jesus,
and you can take him away.
If I had the power, I'd go to the White House and tell the president that I've got Jesus. I'd run God to the members of Parliament. I'd tell them that I've got Jesus,
and
nobody. Jesus,
and you can,
have him,
take him away
today
from me.
Do you need my
Jesus?
The man is able, he can cleanse your sick soul if you let him.
You make him,
yes,
so much.